Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, this is not Flash Phelps. This is Doug Steffen, but I'd like to flash forward from 1969 to 2003 and then up to 2023 with a song called No, 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 No. Remember that?
That's a good one. I do. Yeah. I do.
The Human Beings were the ones that did it first. I forget who did it second. But anyway, we're testing some of our equipment here, and the best way to do it is either with a number or with something silly and simple and that's monosyllabic. And no is one of the most famous non-conforming monosyllabic words in the world, right?
No,
what's simpler?
It's one word or a full sentence.
No, right. It's a verb. It's
or a question. No.
Right. No? And then it could be a synonym for K-N-O-W, right? Or is that a homonym? Words that sound the same but means it's a homonym. It's a homonym. Yeah. Okay, so if you're all completely confused, welcome to another confusing, comfortable, quiet hour of discussion on the Good Day program. Not necessarily quiet. I have the list. There have been lists, and then there have been lists of people who conspired with or enjoyed the company of Jeffrey Epstein and his consort, Ghislaine. So that list has been released, and there's some very interesting names on it. Just for fun, maybe we'll go through some of them. I would like to give you something to think about as we start the day from Maya Angelou, who said, quote, "I've learned that whatever I decide, whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision." So when you are thinking, think with your heart. I do that, and I'm criticized for it because I think way too much when it comes to the animals and the farm and stuff, and sometimes people that I work with. Okay, so there you go. The announcement has been made by Eli Lilly, the drug company, Jay, and there are a lot of people that are going to benefit from this because they're putting a cap on your insulin charges. They have announced that the out-of-pocket cost of insulin will be capped at $35. According to the experts in the field, this action leads to other manufacturers that are selling insulin to have to do the same thing. The adjustment is effective right now, brings the pharmaceutical company in line with a provision of the Inflation Reduction Act, which imposed a $35 monthly ceiling on the out-of-pocket cost of insulin for the folks who are in Medicare. So it wasn't like they really were being good guys. They're doing it because they have to. Well, they're doing it for Medicare, and then, okay, so we'll do it for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is people should not be dying because they can't afford insulin.
Well, the other side of it is that the cost, you're paying $35 for something that costs $3 to make. All right? Once these batches are so large, they make them in such huge quantities that it's very, you know, at this point, because they know what the formula is and they've been doing it for so long, it's virtually impossible to not make money at $35, like a lot of money, if it only costs them $3 and something cents to make these insulin, these sticks and patches and all the other stuff that they have. There's insulin pills, too. As a matter of fact, you can take a pill that monitors your glucose level. Do you know that?
I didn't know that about the pill. I know about the patch, or like the a lot of times people with type 1 diabetes will have that insulin pump attached to their stomach.
I know a policeman here in town, he's got one on his shoulder, and they just stick the stuff in there. So here's another thing Those of you who have or may be at risk for type 2 diabetes, if you can stand them, eating sardines may prevent, inhibit, or help the onset of type 2 diabetes. Sardines.
Now, I get anchovies and sardines confused with each other a lot.
Yeah, they're both horrible.
Which are the sardines one?
Sardines smell, and there's little teeny fish. My father used to, I was introduced, my father used to eat them out of the can. And you open the can, the whole house stinks. I'm not sure about anchovies. I think anchovies, anchovies aren't fish, aren't they?
Anchovies. No, I thought anchovies are a fish. A lot of times people will put them on, it's a pizza topping, or I think anchovies are the ones that are a lot of times used with Caesar salads.
Oh, okay. Well, shows you how smart I am when it comes to that stuff. Okay, here's something that I found very interesting. I don't know why I came upon it, but I just thought it was worth a few moments of our time. You know, there have been a lot of conspiracy theories, Jay, over the years. The sex trafficking stuff and how it was combined with COVID-19. And that's really the examination started really thoroughly into, although they'd been after Jeffrey Epstein before that, but other, you know, there's the whole business about who comes across the border, right? And how much sex trafficking is involved. And this is one of the things that Biden and, or his administration, it's not really him. The buck stops there. It's the people around him that are completely blind, completely ignoring all of the stuff that's coming across the border, the drugs, the sex trafficking, all that stuff. Everybody comes, it's like a free-for-all. And it certainly hurts our country a lot. Anyway, so back to the business of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. There are a lot of people who were exposed with this list. And I thought there was some pretty interesting names on the list. There were not only a lot of men, there are 200 pages, 2,000 names that have been on this. And some of you remember John Podesta? He was an official, I'm trying to remember in which administration. He was on the list. I'm looking at a lot of people who worked at Wall Street. Mm-hmm. For whatever the reason, Steven Spielberg's name is on the list. Maybe, who knows? The guy who ran Seagram's, Edgar Bronfman, is on the list, and members of his family as well. Ruth Ginsburg?
Well, that's one of those things. This list is one of those that if your name's on it, you're automatically guilty by association. Like with his, that party island where allegedly...
The island is the list.
Yes.
Yes, the list.
And I'm sure a lot of people didn't exactly know what was going on, but probably figured there were some shady stuff because how could he not to a degree?
Yeah.
But may have not been involved. They were just there to party. They thought they were just there for a good time.
Right, and have a good time.
Yeah. Have you seen Aaron Rodgers, football player, had been saying how he wanted this list to be released, and there were some other people talking about how he's all the conspiracy theories and all of this stuff, and he needs to go, you know, go do whatever, and then other people have been jumping in. Anybody who did not want this list released probably had their name on the list, because why would anyone not want this list released?
Right, because my name is on it, thank you. Actually, my name is not on it, but there are Naomi Campbell's name is on the list, kind of interesting. When you look at some of the Hollywood types who have been here, politicians, people who run Wall Street firms, Alan Dershowitz, the famous lawyer, and I said Spielberg and Hanks.
Yeah.
Where do they go? Jimmy Kimmel, Barack Obama, Kevin Spacey, Kathy Griffin, Oprah Winfrey, Beyonce.
And seeing a lot of these people
John
probably
Legend.
Just there for the party.
Chrissy Teigen, yeah.
Ben Affleck. Wouldn't you think that if you had some kind of association with him, or you ever did go to one of his parties, go to his home, go to the island or whatever, wouldn't you? But you weren't involved in anything creepy or shady like that. Wouldn't you think upfront honesty is the best approach at the beginning of like even before this list goes out, saying my name is probably on it because I was at one of the parties. Like this is awful. I'm appalled. You know, and giving that. Like breaking the story yourself, the lid off of that, rather than trying to keep it hush hush until all of a sudden it's released and your name is now in there.
Meryl Streep, Wanda Sykes, Chelsea Handler, the Anderson Cooper, John Cusack, Will Smith, James Franco, Gwen Stefani. Wow. Catherine Hudson, Madonna. Okay. So the first name I come to that I'm thinking was there to more than party might have been involved in some of the things that were illicit is Charlie Sheen. I don't, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps you give everybody else
but
on
he's
here.
Very open about paying for sex. Or
yeah,
no,
yeah.
He doesn't pay for it, he says. He pays for them to leave.
Yeah.
He pays for them to leave the next
yeah.
day. But he's
Courtney
always
Love.
Very open about that. So why
yep.
does he need underage?
Alec Baldwin, Robert Downey Jr., Bill Clinton. Matter of fact, Bill Clinton was brought there on a helicopter, it seems. It's very interesting. I don't see any politicians, well-known politicians' names on this list, but I'm not looking at the whole 2,000, I'm just looking at a couple of hundred. I'm sure if you dug around. And again, when you talk about things like this, you see things like this, okay, so what at this point, right? I mean, it becomes more of a, that name is on the list?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now it's more of a confirmed
of
association, but still
right.
doesn't go into
yeah.
the further allegations.
Yeah, anyway. So he's dead. She's in jail. That's the pretty much the other people who have been a part of this. I said there were a couple of political names or political appointees on the list. Nobody who's around today that is popular that I have seen, except for Trump. His name is on it. His name is on. I think he was one of the first ones that was pointed out. Okay, there he is. There is Trump. Look out below. So that's the list. And that's from the For What It's Worth department here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug and Jay announcing that Progressive Insurance is here for you. If you got a motorcycle, you got a boat, you got RVs, you got cars, you want protection on the road and on the water, wherever you are, see how much you can save. Dial up 800-PROGRESSIVE, or maybe better yet, you can kind of while away some time at progressive.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2 times O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, spray pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Complex.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner for this March the 9th. And in the celebrity news on social media, things that are trending, the name Miley Cyrus comes up first. Numero uno. Apparently there is some new music, Jay. Looks like she's going to return also to her roots. So what are those roots? We will find out. Maybe if we're lucky, we can hear a little piece of that music right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand.
What do you say, Jay? Sounds like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, this is kind of poppy sounding, which is good. I like pop music. It's sort of what I cut my teeth on as a jock, and the stuff today that sounds poppy. Some of the stuff she does is not appealing to me, but this, I like it. This the one from the album Endless Summer Vacation?
Yes, her new one that's dropping end of this week, and it's coinciding with kind of returning to her Disney roots on Disney Plus. Will stream a performance. It's the Backyard Sessions on the Summer Vacation Backyard Sessions, and she'll play a couple different songs, but then also her hit when she was doing during her Hannah Montana days, her hit The Climb, which
was played all over radio, and she's going to do kind of a new version of that. Yeah. It's a 2009 song, but yeah, mm-hmm. this is going to be fun. Miley is so, so talented.
So what is there about her that, at least for a while, she seemed kind of, I'll put this in quotation marks, dirty? She just, didn't she have a drug thing? Isn't that why, what's his face, Thornburg, what's his name, Liam Hemsworth?
Oh, Hemsworth? Well, they had a relationship that they broke up and got back together and broke up and got back together, and then after they got married was their final breakup. But I think we see this a lot of times with child actors, especially ones who come out of Disney Channel, because they're trying to step so far away from the identity of what people perceive them to be. And people forget that they are actors, not their characters. And I think a lot of people saw her more so as Hannah Montana than as Miley Cyrus, because she even did a tour where, well, her first album was called Meet Miley Cyrus, but one of her tours was she opened up for herself. It was like a Hannah Montana thing and for the one half, and then it was Miley Cyrus for a different half.
Really?
And
that's
she even
clever.
Went on the Hannah Montana wig and everything. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
I think
pretty
she
clever.
Probably was just trying to break out of that box that she was put into.
All right, so it wouldn't be the same sort of thing as yesterday. We were talking about Drew Barrymore and what she went through as a child actress and then came to reality. Hannah Montana, I mean, listen to me, I'm calling her Hannah Montana.
See?
Miley Cyrus didn't go through all of that same stuff. She didn't have to go through that prism, right?
I don't think she did. She definitely was partying and everything, and I'm sure her parents may have been too, but I don't think it was at the same extent at such a young age as Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Her parents, maybe that's the best way of putting it, her parents were certainly not ideal examples of how to parent. Maybe that's the best way to put a wrap around that. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Once again, our visitation from Elizabeth Miller to talk about how you can lose weight. How long have you worked at Calitrin?
10 years, I think. Maybe a little bit longer. It's a good company. It's a family-owned, operated, you know, in the United States. So, yes, sir, I love it. And I'm really into health stuff anyways. I do worry about what I put in my body. And with this product, I get to help people lose weight with a product that is safe. You know, Calitrin is collagen protein. I know we talk about that all the time. Not only is it repairing the joints, rebuilding lean muscle tissue, revving up your metabolism, it is also stimulating your body to manufacture its own collagen protein.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 81-year-old Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he fell at dinner last night. McConnell was attending a private dinner at a hotel when he tripped. The extent of his injuries are not known at this time. Michigan State Police have seized the largest amount of fentanyl ever in a traffic stop in Van Buren County. Lieutenant Dwayne Robinson says the 6 kilos of fentanyl with a street value of around $9 million was seized.
Well, that equals out to 3 million pills. And imagine if those were split in half and they were divided up and given to additional people.
A 25-year-old California man was pulled over on Interstate 94 with 4 kilos of the drugs in a duffel bag. Fentanyl killed 83 people in Kent County last year. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. The cows out. 34 at the hour. Doug's good day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Working our way across. This isn't work, though. This is, well, it is kind of work.
That's a lot of play, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Working, what is it? Wishing and hoping, working and playing and inspiring. Here we are doing the best we can. I think most of the time we don't always do the best we can because nobody's perfect. Do you do the best you can? Do you expect perfection when you start out on a new day working with people? You will be frustrated and probably not happy. If you expect perfection, it is not part of... We are born perfect, I believe in that. But then through whatever means there are of having us affected by the family, by the reality of circumstances, the environment, then that's with a small E and a capital E. I think most people find themselves in a situation just trying to do the best they can and make it through. And then a lot of people, they are, we were talking about this yesterday with regard to time off and what you do with your time when you're traveling and how you enjoy or relax yourself, if that's something. My mother used to talk about that all the time. Why don't you relax? Because I was the same when I was a youngster as I am now. My energy level was always at 100% plus. I was always doing things, going places, running around on my bike and and growing things and taking care of the animals and going to school. And I have liked life.
Yeah.
So I don't need to go on a retreat, although I have a couple times, and sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't. I'm not much of a person for sitting there and taking deep breaths and listening to the sounds of silence. Yeah, it's not
my
me.
My old friend.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's worse. Paul Simon when we need him, Simon and Garfunkel. The sounds of silence. But that's me. A lot of people are into, but you know what, when you get in line at the store, or you're in slow-moving traffic, or you're in some kind of stressful situation that unnerves you, and then you think, okay, all that spiritual stuff is gobbledygook. No, it's not. Use that to make it through, because you're not alone, first of all, especially if you're on the 405 in Los Angeles. you're a long way from being by yourself, as a matter of fact. But yeah, there are all these people now. I was on the 405 last week when I was out there. I'm always on the 405 whenever I'm there. I'll be there this weekend and driving around on the 110 or any of the major highways around Los Angeles especially. But any city where James is in Dallas, it's like a spaghetti circus there, too, with the roads going here, there, and everywhere. Most every major metroplex now has roads that go everywhere, and they all come together at once, and you wonder, okay, do I take this turn? Do I take that turn? And then there's always some jerk who's got a fast car, a Honda, with some kind of pipe on it that makes a lot of rum, 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 rum. And they zoom in and out of traffic. They're just so thoughtless. You know that they're jerks just by listening to the car. And you all know who I'm talking about, right? Maybe it's you. Maybe you're one of these people that go running around a Honda or some souped up something or other.
Well, and how loud is it in the car?
They turn the radio up so loud they can't hear the car.
That's what I was thinking. Kent, how are you supposed to jam out to your music if you have to have your music overpowering that sound of your car?
Yeah, right. You got it. Okay, another train wreck. One more for the books. A freight train derailed after striking a rock slide in West Virginia yesterday. The third engine went into the river. How'd you like to be on board that, be in the first locomotive and turn around and see the one behind you? Oh, there it goes, down into the river. Three crew members were injured, diesel fuel all over the place. What a mess. The locomotive caught fire as it was going down after it derailed.
And this was unavoidable. This was one of those things that was not the train's fault, and nobody could have stopped
it. Well, I wonder why they didn't. The rock slide was happening as they went by it. It wasn't like it was on the rails and they could see it. They didn't see it until they looked up and saw the stuff coming down. You know, a lot of, if you go through those mountains, not only mountains there, but go through the Rockies, and you see how much the same as highways have been cut through. The hills have been cut through the mountains. There are a lot of opportunities, it would seem to me, for this sort of thing. You see, I saw some rocks. As a matter of fact, when I was driving on Interstate, 81, 84 last weekend going down to Pennsylvania, I saw a lot of rocks on the side of the road. What happened in the wintertime is the rocks expand like the highway does. Not all the potholes that you see all over the roads are a result of the same thing that causes the rocks to come down from the embankments, or in this case, the rocks to come down the side of the mountain and hit the train. Who would have known? Who would have thought?
Well, and a lot of times there's netting. Sometimes when you're driving through those areas, you see a lot of netting on the sides of these, but not always. So it makes you kind of wonder, how do they pick and choose which ones get netting, and why don't all of them have that netting that, should something like this happen, the rocks aren't really necessarily falling out. They more fall straight down.
It'll be a money consideration as much as anything else. This was a coal train, and it was empty at the time, so there was nothing in it. Not that coal would have been, coal's not a hazardous material unless you're burning it. There were 22 empty rail cars, and so, you know, it was, but a couple of people were pretty seriously hurt. It's not like East Palestine at all, and then there was the other one near Columbus that went off the tracks. These are Amtrak routes, also passenger train routes, so they had to clean it up fast or reroute the trains. And that's, so and to answer your question, Jay, about what they do with the surroundings, the railroad companies own 12 feet on either side of the track. So we're going through this in Framingham. We just bought from CSX an old rail trail they're going to use for to connect. There's a huge walking trail that goes from Maine to Florida, and it's coming right through Framingham. And so they've been after, for a number of years, CSX to sell them the old right-of-way they don't use anymore, and so they did. And so now there's that, a lot of consideration like that around the country. But if you're wondering about the answer to your question about why don't they put stuff up on the mountains or whatever.
Yeah, all of them.
They don't own them. So that would be up to some public entity. Whoever owns that property would be the ones, because you can be sure the 12 feet that they have to be, you know, when you see, if you're ever on a train, like I always am amazed by this, take the Acela train from Boston to New York, let's say, how close the cars are when they go by each other at 100 miles an hour, when it goes whoosh, right? When you hear that, have you ever been on a train and the one train passes the other one going really fast and it looks like you could stick your finger out the window and touch the other train? Well, in fact, they're only about a foot apart. And they're going 100 miles an hour, and that's why they create this almost vacuum as they travel next to each other. It's like, whoosh, yeah. Want me to do that again? Whoosh, whoosh.
Well, if you are ever just on a bridge or whatever, and a semi passes by,
yep,
and it's
same
like
thing.
You feel your car kind of move to the side, and then the bridge bounce a moment.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, some names in the news. The leader of the Senate on the Republican side, Mitch McConnell, has been hospitalized. He fell down yesterday. He's 81 years old, tripped, and fell in a hotel, got hospitalized. Apparently, there aren't a lot of details on his condition. He's still alive, and I don't think he's that badly hurt, but he's hurt. He's 81 years old. And so that brings back attention to the old story about how old are some of these politicians and, you know, how long do they stay there and, you know, all of that stuff. But anyway, if you just wish him well, why not?
Well, of course. You never want to see anybody, even if you don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to age, we need to stop putting such an emphasis on numbers, because some people
are
80 and they might more so seem like they're 90. Others might seem more so like they're 60. I am a firm believer that there should be some kind of not quality tests, but qualifying tests.
Yeah.
Regardless of your age, everybody should just take it. Are you capable? Can you do these things?
There are a lot of people that don't know how to drive, and there are a lot of young people and older people, but a lot of people that are 35, 40, 45, 50 that don't know how to drive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, or you forget, every so many years, because, what is it, every 3 or 5 years you have to renew your license?
5 years,
well, then maybe every other time of renewing your license, or every third time of renewing your license, you have to do the test again. Make sure you still know the rules of the road, because it is astounding how many people do not understand traffic circles. Come on.
Yep. Yep, to go the wrong way. But if you ever drive in England, you really get a chance to test that theory out. All right, we were talking about the Epstein list that's been released. One of the names on the list is Tiger Woods. Also, for whatever the reason, maybe it's because his ex-wife wants the non-disclosure agreement voided. Apparently, whatever, she got $700 million out of the deal. Not $200. Okay, so what do you want now? Or is this His, I think, no, wait a minute. This is not his, the headline reads ex.
It's ex-girlfriend, it's his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend, it's not his ex-wife. And so, and this, the rumor about Tiger Woods has been around that he's a little rough. Right? Haven't you heard that? You've heard that. Maybe you haven't.
I've heard some things, and it's just one of those, like, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Nah. I know, and you wonder about him, what is there about him that makes him the way he is? You know, when there's smoke, there's fire, that old
exactly,
routine.
When enough people, but sometimes when it's only a few people, it is questionable, but also, if some of these allegations are true, how come he gets a free pass where other people who have done less have been,
yes,
quote-unquote, canceled?
Yep, right, exactly. So anyway, this lady was a restaurant manager, I think, when she first met him when he was on a golf tournament, and then he started to do the hoochie coo with her, but he's had plenty of other... And listen, that's the way life is. That's as it is. But don't be a jerk and try to hide it or try to make it seem like something that it's not or something that it's not when it's something that is. Is that confusing? Anyway, here we go again. Doug, part two. There were hearings yesterday in Washington on COVID. And so now, after the hearings, both the Republicans and the Democrats are on board with the idea that COVID was released from a laboratory in China. Wow! Where'd you hear that first? When everybody else says, no, you don't have any proof of that. Well, maybe I didn't.
Breaking news.
But yeah, exactly. You know, the animals that were in the laboratory, the bats, and feeding it out. And the worst offender of this is Anthony Fauci. He should be embarrassed because what he said was embarrassing. This is not embarrassing. Think about O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car part needs. Get the parts and service you need fast. From the pros, the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Half the hour. It's food, farm, and family time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's talk about the recalls, Jay, first. Nearly 100,000 pounds of goat cheese and other products has been recalled because they weren't inspected. They were imported. So these raw, bone-in goat products imported from Australia weren't presented for inspection. You know, this is kind of a joke because there is a whole big deal about labeling, and the issue has been American beef providers, among others, have been clamoring for years that there be labeling of imported beef so that you would know what you were buying. So how come we know that goat cheese comes from Australia and we don't know that beef comes from Brazil? I would like to know the answer to that. I mean, I'm not discounting the need to know about these products, these hundreds
like
of thousands of goat items. Yeah, exactly. And so the goat stuff, if you see Dahlia, D-A-H-L-I-A, Dahlia Imports, then bring it back. Actually, I go over this all the time. I err on the side of caution. So if you have anything that fits the description of goat stuff, whatever it is, goat cubes and some of this, looks gross. Bring it back to the store. You just get your money back. And, as Jay says, charge them for the time it takes for you to bring that stuff back again. Let me just spend a minute talking about what, my observations regarding labeling. The USDA this week has announced that they are going to begin selective labeling as the meat They're going to have a voluntary. This is going to be up to the producers. But if I'm providing you with anything that is coming from our country, I'm going to put a big sticker on it. And so what had been prohibited before, this is how powerful some of these agribusinesses are, they got the government to prohibit you from knowing where the meat came from. But now they've given in on meat, poultry, egg products, that sort of stuff. But it'll be voluntary. That is, the producers will be able to say, this, my meat comes from America, or my eggs come from America, or whatever. Shouldn't we know? Why is there a big to-do about that? Shouldn't that be part of what you automatically know when you buy something? I want to know where it's made. Made in China? I want to know, so I don't buy it. Or wherever there are problems in some countries, you go to Vietnam or Cambodia, or those areas in the Southeast Asian region, the food comes out of there you wouldn't want to touch. Don't touch it. You know? So, anyway, this new rule about truth and labeling is pretty plain, pretty simple. But I will say, in behalf of the American family farmers, for too long, they have been competing in a market where imported products were labeled as a product of the USA or weren't labeled at all. And how they got away with it is, as I've just explained, they got away with it because the government let them get away with it. Because of all of the input, if you will, and I put that in quotation marks, campaign donations to the millions for all the people that sit on these various committees. So this is part of the Fairness for Farmers campaign. There is an aggressive advocacy going on now with some of the farm groups like the National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, for truth in labeling. Because previous definitions and the voluntary label that was allowed were misleading and ran counter to your demand for clear and accurate country of origin information. Once again, how dare they do this? They do it because they can get away with it because the government lets them get away with it. That's it. Plain and simple. So there's new labeling that you'll see in the supermarkets or wherever you get your meat anyway, and eggs and poultry pretty soon. Here's another recall. I don't know. I know this name, but I don't know that I pronounce it correctly. Charcuterie? Is that right?
Yeah, charcuterie.
Is that it, right? Okay, so here's a problem. Let's see. 70,000 pounds of ready-to-eat sausage recalled over listeria problems. Wow, here we go.
Yeah, prosciutto, salami.
This doesn't even come from Smithfield, right? This is a different company. Smithfield's the largest, and they're owned by the Chinese government. But this is not, I don't know who owns this, frankly. I just know that you don't want any of the, anything you see, salami, prosciutto, bologna, bring it back and get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Like, I think pretty wide.
Pretty clear, yeah, pretty clear focus on that. All right, so here we have. Our conversations have serious implications, and that's what we like here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, and I with the Food Farm and Family Report at 59 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.